Love and life. Ooh, yeah. My life is going along to the game plan. I drew up a game plan many years ago as to what I wanted to do with my life, and it's running quite smoothly, actually. Figure I'll do this for another couple of years, and then it's off to my chalet in Zurich, where I'll just relax in retirement. Every day I'll call my banker. Hello, this is 5809. How much in the account today? Well, sir, accrued interest shows 593,000 American, 305 pounds British sterling. Would you prefer it in pesos, rupees? I'll say, I don't know, bouillon. Gold bouillon? No, bouillon cubes. I feel like soup today. Yes, and just, you know, cut 300 or 400 in bouillon cubes, please. Yes, I shall be at my chalet. Send it round with the porter, if you would be so kind, sir. Yeah, that'll be the life, huh? That'll be the life. Some little maid. Hilda, prepare my bath. Test it, make sure it's warm enough for me. Yes, right away, sir. Would you like me to strain your costal foliage? Yes, Hilda, please bring the strainer. It's time for some pruning of the most unsavory nature. It's 8:11. The grease man. All right, let's pick up the phone here and do some work here. Enough of this insane rhetoric. Hello, I'm all.
Grease man.
Yeah.
Can I get you to call my wife? She's pregnant. She's expecting any day.
Any day now. Her love will let her down. All right, what's the number over there?
It's 927.
Yeah. Give me that thigh, buddy. Give me that thigh.
Crystal. And my name's Andy.
Crystal and Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, see you later.
Hey.
Huh?
She's expecting any day.
Any day. All right. See you later, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, bye-bye. Right. Let me dial that little mama. Who's expecting any day? Let me dial that little mama. Get that thing on the line. It's 12 after 8.
Hello?
Hi, is that you, Crystal?
Yeah.
Hi, it's the Grease Man calling, DC-101. How are you?
Fine.
Andy called and told me to call and talk to you. Is that okay?
Yeah. He told me he was going to. I didn't think he'd get through to you.
He did. Where are you from, Crystal?
We live over in Mount Rainier.
Mount Rainier.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I got the feeling you went out from London. All your life you've lived in Mount Rainier?
No.
Where'd you live before that?
Bladensburg, the whole general vicinity here.
You've probably even passed through Greenbelt once or twice.
No, that's probably the only place.
And what do you do for a living?
Hopefully nothing. Right now I work at the Capital Center, but...
What do you do at the Cap Center?
I just work in the concession stand.
So if I get one of those barrel-busting corn dogs, you'd be the one that likely would give it to me, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, if that happened to you, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't really...
No, there's nothing wrong with the dogs there. There's nothing wrong with them. We just affectionately call them gut bombers. But they're great. I had 7 of them one night, and the last one they bought me. I was doing a Georgetown game one night, and I bought 6, and I had one of those big old beers, and then I said, nah, let me have another one. The guy said, this one's on me. I just want to see if you can do it. Yeah, buddy, I did it. 7 of them. And then I went out and had dinner afterwards. Talk about being a man, buddy. Talk about being a man. I love them things. Oh, God. All right, put the phone up to your tummy. Yeah. And let's see how your little babies do. Get some real soothing music on. This baby's due. It's probably sitting in the starting gate. Now, we don't want to alarm it, causing the premature breakage of water, wind, or anything. Hello, little baby.
Yep. This is the little baby talking.
Little baby, you sound just like your mama.
Well, that's how you sound when you grow up in Bladensburg.
Well, how nice. You're going to carry on the family tradition there.
Yes, I am. I want to be just like my mama. I don't want to do nothing either.
The two of you just sit around on your tuchuses.
What's it to, Cassie?
On your buttocks?
Yeah, I just want to sit around on my butt.
Well, all right, I guess, that's God bless America. You want to sit on your butt? But somehow, I get the feeling that you're going to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I think that's, the exposure that you've that you've experienced thus far, but I get the my instincts tell me you're going to be a doctor. My instincts tell me you're going to be a... My instincts tell me you're going to be a professional person.
Well, my instincts too, but it don't tell me nothing.
Call the glass doctor, you'll...